Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 892 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week, and thank you for joining me today. We have a great question coming in from Kevin, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies. Not only have they been a huge supporter of Ask Pat and SPI, but they're also a huge supporter of small businesses and helping them manage their business finances, from keeping track of their expenses to their income, but also invoicing. The invoicing features are actually really cool. I've been using them a lot lately. And so here's what happens. In under 30 seconds, I can create a professional-looking invoice, and I can just bill a person, you know, a student who I'm coaching or a company that I'm consulting with, you know, those kinds of things. And it just makes it really easy. I can keep track of who opens them, who owes me money. It just makes it really easy for following up. And gosh, I wouldn't recommend any other product for that. So if you want to check it out and use it for free for 30 days, just go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, thanks so much. And here's today's question from Kevin.
Hi, Pat. My name is Kevin. I just started my own business working with children with autism and, in general, people's developmental delays in the San Francisco Bay Area. I've been listening to your podcast for a little while now, so my mind is always geared towards moving products and services online. My type of business tends to be an in-person type of service, so I was wondering if you could help me brainstorm some initial ideas for producing products online. Any tips and suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for all you do. You rock. Thanks.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for the question. First of all, just thank you for what you're doing to help children and autism. And this is so cool, and I want to do what I can to help you here. Now, I feel like every offline business, and you know, we can probably create a challenge out of this in some way, shape, or form, but I feel like every offline business has a way, shape, or form to do business online too. And this is one of my favorite things to do, is to sort of brainstorm different ways to do this. Now, for a lot of people, not just people in your realm, but a lot of people who have offline businesses who talk to people and they consult with people and they communicate with people, and that's a part of their business offering. Oftentimes, platforms like Zoom or Skype or Google Hangouts, you know, those kinds of things can be amazing ways where you can participate in discussions, but in a more online presence, but it's still done in real time. For example, when I took singing lessons, way back in the day when I was actually preparing to do a lot of speeches, because I knew it was going to be helpful for endurance and being able to stay at the top of my voice game, not just on stage, but at these events where you spend 3 days and you might lose your voice. Anyway, it has helped a lot. It's completely changed my life. So big shout out to Carrie Ho, who was my singing coach back in the day. And by back in the day, I just mean like a couple of years ago. But anyway, she's in Australia. And she was able to coach me online through Skype. And so this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. I met with her every week for an hour, and I paid her for that service, and it just was completely life-changing for me. And I'm sure there are ways that you might be able to utilize tools like Skype, or Zoom is probably a better one because it automatically records. You don't need any other external services in order to do that, and the platform works really well for that. So zoom.us is where to go for that. So that's one idea. Also, taking some of the things that are repetitive with clients that you might have and putting them into an online course, so it's sort of a DIY kind of deal. So you might walk people through a certain process and do it kind of live or in person. Well, you can do that kind of in a DIY sort of setting by giving people a set of modules and lessons and steps to go through. And they can do it that way through an online course platform such as Teachable, for example. And there are many other options out there that you might have. Going online as well, there might be a summit that you could produce. So maybe there's a way for you to connect with other people who are helping people in this field, and you can bring them together in an online summit, or it's sort of like a live event, right, where you bring speakers on and people come in and they pay to listen to everybody and their expertise, so they can bring home value with them. But you can do it in an online setting, like in a virtual summit kind of way. If you go to SPI or smartpassiveincome.com and look up virtual summit in the search bar, you'll find some episodes related to actually how to do that, which is really cool. Obviously, you can take a lot of the information you're learning and put it into ebooks and things like that, so you can sell those on Amazon to get more exposure and either lead people into some of the other offerings that you might have, or actually make money from those books or audiobooks to go along with that too. Also, there are, you know, I was looking at some of the online things related to autism right now. There's like tests and the things people can take. You can do and offer those kinds of things as well. And you might be able to create a podcast and run advertising on it and have other programs and people who are serving that audience want to sponsor your show. You know, there's a lot of things you could do, Kevin, that can be done online. If any of you out there listening right now have some other ideas for Kevin, why don't you head to Twitter and use the hashtag AskPat892. Hashtag AskPat892. That way Kevin and I can both follow the conversation outside of this call, and we can continue to kind of brainstorm on that, because I know there's a lot of you who have offline businesses who are thinking about the same exact thing. So Kevin, I appreciate you asking this question, and hopefully I've given you some ideas as well. So yeah, I want to wish you all the best of luck, and you know, that's just the start. So I'm interested to hear what everybody else thinks. Hashtag AskPat892. What else could Kevin do to move his in-person business online in that niche? So thank you, Kevin. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I want to wish you all the best. Also, thanks to FreshBooks for being awesome and offering a 30-day free trial. All you have to do is go to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote, as always, to finish off the day. Another quote today by Helen Keller. She was featured yesterday as well. And this quote is, "Many persons have a wrong idea of what constitutes happiness. It is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose." Love that. Cheers. Take care, guys. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.